Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There we go, Judith. There we go.
Hello, hello.
I don't know whether I'm talking to you. I just don't know whether I'm talking to you because you sent me the notes for this podcast.
Yes.
And I opened the email and the first sentence you had written was possibly the most irritating sentence I've ever read from you, ever. It says,
go on.
It goes like this. It's no good. I can't pretend I am in anything other than paradise.
I'm sorry.
Would you like to elaborate, Judith?
Well, I didn't dilute it, did I? I didn't pull any punches. No, honestly. A sea view, a gorgeous room.
Shit. Were you tense before they gave you your room?
Oh, always, always. You know me. Sweaty. Ready for assertive behaviour.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready
for
that.
Do they promise you a sea room or is it just... You know,
no,
potluck when
well,
you get there.
Well, this year I said to Mike, can we just pay a little bit extra and get the sea view, which don't normally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I left it to him, you know, And as we were coming up in the taxi, nearing the hotel, I said to him, you did book the sea view, didn't you? Oh, I can't remember. How could you forget something like that? How could you forget?
So Mike's a corpse in the back of the cab, by this point.
Hated him at that moment. Hated him. So I was tense in the queue for reception. I was ready, you know what I mean? But she said, oh, you've got a lovely view. Room 361. My holiday began, Jenny. My holiday began.
Oh, my God.
You really
room
are
361.
Hating me, aren't you?
Everyone's going to want it. You know what I've done? I've actually fucking written that down. Room 361.
Oh, and my it's, God.
Yeah. And but listen, is the hotel quite big?
It's very big and it's very full. I have discovered, because, you know, it's the third time in a row we've been.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's Angela Merkel's favourite hotel, full of Germans.
This is sort of... I don't know whether that's a plus for me.
Well, I'm thinking that might be a minus. There's a lot of things about this hotel which I think you would find irksome, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
All right? So, there you
go. List those. Make me feel better.
All right,
what are the things that really fucking piss me off? Tell me one thing. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are there golfers? Are there golfers in the dining room?
A lot of... There are tribes, okay? We're all baby boomers. All baby boomers. We divide into tribes. We are. There's a golfing group, big bloody golfing group.
Oh dear,
they fuck off first thing in the morning. I don't know what they do all day.
Then there's eat with golfers around.
Can you?
No.
Well, that's a bit extreme.
No,
Jenny.
I don't care, Judith. You know what I'm like. I'm very easily put off. You know, I can't eat in ugly dining rooms. If the carpet upsets me or the curtains upset me, I can't eat. I just can't. There are so many hotels on tour that I don't come down for breakfast because I can't bear the state of the dining room. I just can't do it.
Well,
this is true, right? It's absolutely true, which is why I often have a sandwich in my bag on standby, which I squirrel away and almost keep underneath my pillow and chomp on in the morning. I quite like an overnight sandwich that hasn't been kept in the fridge and kind of just gone a bit soggy. I quite like that.
It's matured.
Yes.
How very strange. How very strange.
Okay, so there's the golfers. There's a big black line through that. Okay.
Yes, okay. Community. There's the tennisers. Right. There's a lot of good legs. Women with good legs. And you know those nice little tennis skirts that
can't help showing them off. Yes, little shorts. It's like a scort. I think they call them scort.
That's a good word, isn't it? Yes. It's an annoying word. But and they've got all that tribe. They've all got the shade. You know those funny little hats with the kind
annoying,
of shades.
Really annoying. Yes. Peak hats. Yeah.
And
yeah,
they've got those zipper. I quite like these. They've got these stretchy tops with the zips and a collar. You know what I mean? Sleeveless.
Not forgiving though. They're not forgiving though, are they?
Well, they're not. That's
round
true.
Round the tummy.
That's true.
I mean,
it's true.
Like, you know, oh, no. No, no, no. That's a taut tum. You need a taut tum for one of those. Okay.
And a lot of them haven't got the taut tum. But anyway, so there's that tribe. Then there's the hiking tribe.
Oh,
okay. They all come down and they all fill up their bottles. bottles and they've got these, you know, shoes and all that crap.
Oh, don't look down. Basically, I would not be able to look down in case I saw a lot of hikers' shoes. Yeah, I'd just be staring straight ahead. Don't look down.
And then there's the rest of them, like us, that kind of dabble in bits of tribes. Oh, and there's a watercolour tribe. And there's also a watercolouring tribe who seem to be mostly German men.
Oh, that's unusual.
I've
toyed with
trying to join them.
Do you think it's a gay watercolour?
No, they don't look gay to me, because I have looked. You know, I spent a lot of my time eyeing people up and sizing them up.
Have you tried to sit on one of them's knee?
I don't think they'd look kindly to that, but no, they look like half-hearted watercolour people.
Okay,
to me.
Have you seen the works? Have you managed to?
Oh yes. I've leant over the ship. Yeah, indifferent. If I'm honest, indifferent.
Okay. Well, you know, I was watching Landscape Challenge last night, Judith, and I thought, well, I can't wait for Judith to get back and catch up on this, because I think she'll agree with me that none of the ones I chose went through. Last week I got all three. And this week, I got none. It's in my notebook. At the beginning of the show, I say to Jeff, right, I'm going to make my bets now. He said, yes. I think it's a bit early. I'd wait till halfway through. I thought, no.
Sensible. And okay. Did he get it right?
No, totally not. He was quite cross about one.
Oh, do you see, I think they're making some very random decisions. But anyway, we'll come on
back
to that.
Back to your hotel and your holiday.
Yes. So there's a... Those are all the tribes.
That was just a spite snorlaw then. That was just a spite snorlaw.
Well, it's a different version of snorlaw. But it was the same snort.
It was like a it's like a snort of fury, like a bad-tempered horse that's been in its stable for too long and hasn't got a poolside view. Fucking hell.
I tell you one thing that's uniting all of the tribes in a way that is extremely annoying, and I think it might be the top of your list if you were here. And that is that every bloody person, well, certainly the English, are all reading fucking Richard Osman books. The whole lot. They're all got Richard Osman books. All
really?
Of them. Yes.
Well, I think what we just have to glean from this then is they are not. I mean, I haven't read a Richard Osman book, so I'm not going to.
Oh, have you not? I read the first one.
But I think what that says is that we are the type of people who buy our books at the airport.
What do you mean? Well, yes. Do you mean as a nation? Yes, I think we.
No. I don't. I wouldn't dream of it. Oh. I wouldn't dream of leaving my reading material to, the mercy of an airport. Because only some airports have got proper bookshops. Not all
that's
of them
very
do.
True.
And
ooh,
anyway,
that's
I'm
true.
I'm an audio girl. We know this, but no, I think there's a type of person that goes on holiday, and I don't mind if you send in letters about this, listeners, I really don't, because I'm about to be a terrible fucking snob. All right, brace yourselves, but I call them the non-readers, you know, the people that just go, well, I'll buy a book at the airport. What? You're just going to pick a book at the airport? You're just going to... No,
I think a lot of people do. Yeah, I think a lot of people do that. But I do sort of get that. I suppose, you know, they take themselves out of kind of their normal world, and that's what matters. It's just a sort of escapism. No, I do get that. I feel less snobby than you do about that.
Okay,
which
we're
is
on
unusual.
A sliding scale of snobbery here, of literary snobbery, and I am right at the very top.
You are.
But
you
then
are.
I'm equally suspicious and sneery of the people on holiday that only bring the Booker shortlisted books.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean.
Because
that's
they're just showing
bad.
Off. Yes.
Yes, okay. Probably so not reading it, are they?
No, we're just putting that on an even keel now. Okay, now, Judith,
yes.
Have you done any painting?
Haven't done any painting. I've been terribly busy. The other
what
thing about this place...
Doing?
Well,
it's a holiday.
Well, you say that, but actually, I've had a look at I've been doing Pilates and yoga and meditation. Oh, I've had classes galore.
I can't imagine you being able to meditate, Judith. I genuinely don't think
it's a waste of time. I try.
It doesn't work, good for me. It's like a miracle. I don't know how people do it. How do they not just list their favourite things alphabetically?
What do you mean, list their favourite things alphabetically? Well, you mean to kind of focus their attention? No, what do you mean?
I have never been able to completely disengage my brain and not think of anything. You know, if I say, right, I'm not going to think of anything, I would start listing things, or I'd start saying, OK, if I could have a new bathroom, this is what I'd have.
with me. It's what I've got, what I'm going to have to eat later on, what I'm going to have to eat tomorrow, where I might get, yes, food related. I know what you mean. But I think the trick is, what they say is that you need to recognise those thoughts and then float them away, don't you? That's okay. The idea. Okay. That's the principle. I know the principle, but the practice of it is very elusive.
I think
very,
it's very quite elusive. Difficult to float away a three-piece bathroom suite.
Well, yes, it is. Oh, we are who we are at this stage in life.
We are. Do you know okay. What I mean? So, are you in a good mood?
I'm in a good mood. I've been quite agreeable. Actually, I've been exceptionally agreeable.
That's because really you've got everything you time. Want.
Well, yes, it is. It is.
Oh, there was a smugness to that cat. I've got everything I want.
Sorry. No, it's a very successful holiday. It had a horrible start, mind you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We had such a rush going to the airport at Jenny.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Oh, I don't know why I thought of you several times, but honestly... The thing is, I'm a bossy individual, as you know.
No, Judith.
but when the shit hits the fan, and it really did, because we left enough time, we thought, to get to Luton Airport.
I thought you were going to Stansted.
No, Luton. No, it wasn't quite that bad. Didn't get the wrong airport, although, you know, that really would have been a bit shit. No, we did it's a terrible thing. We made a decision. We overrode the sat-nav.
Oh, God.
Or Mike did. He said, well, I don't know why it's sending us that way. I think we should do this way. So we're getting later and later. We went through Hemel Hempstead in the rush hour, and then we went to Milton Keynes and rush hour. Oh, it's getting tense.
At this point, you can sit there, I mean, furiously in the passenger seat, knowing that morally he has taken the decision.
Yes.
It wasn't you that said,
yes.
Mike, ignore the sat-nav. I think we should go via Milton Keynes roundabouts.
I know. And so actually it was like all the responsibility was his. But, you know, I think I do this. I think I'm bossy.
Yes.
And, yeah,
I know
you did
exactly
say yes,
where you're
quickly.
Going with this. Yes. Yes,
but when the shit hits the fan, yes. I get become very needy. Oh,
snivelly.
Mike, are you worried? Snivelly, yes. Are you worried? Okay, I just thought, what should we do now? What should we do now? Okay, oh, you think we should do that? Okay. I'm just going to leave it to you.
Do you start asking impossible questions like, do you think we're going to miss the plane?
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah. What do you think? Do you think now, what do you think the chances are now? Has it gone from 50-50 to less than 50? All of us so needy, snivelly.
Yeah, I want to know the details. Oh, what time was the flight, God. And what time did you get there?
Well, we got there, and the trouble is, then the long-term, long-stay car park,
yeah,
as you might imagine,
miles away.
Fucking bus ride away, not bus ride away. I think the flight was at 5 to 10,
yeah.
And we got to the long stay car park at 8:30 to find no buses at all, just having missed a bus.
I mean, there are some people listening, Judith, who'll go, no, that's fine, it's an hour and a half.
No.
I'm surely
not.
Yeah, because you're not just doing carry on either. You had big case, you said last week.
Yes, of course we did.
God, this is
it was
cutting
ages
it fine.
Before. Oh, it really was.
How
it was
long
so
did you
bad.
Have to wait for your little ferry bus?
12 minutes. 12 minutes. By the time we got to the check-in desk, it was coming up to 9. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're and it was under, the furthest gateway. Under the hour,
I'd had to have an emergency wee behind the bus stop in the long stay car park, which was verging on a poo, really, if we're honest. It was like really touch and go. Yeah. I was in a sweat. I ran to gate one, barging past people, jumping over the giant Toblerone fucking slaloms. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well done, Judith. You got that. You got on the flight.
Oh, God.
Were you the last people on the flight? Were you those people that...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We were. Hated
excuse me,
by
excuse
everyone.
Me. Yeah, yeah. Everyone goes, we nearly missed our slot because of you fuckers.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, it was a terrible queue on the M25. Yeah, well, we were in that, but we allowed time. Quite. Anyway, there we go.
You got that. And you got the ferry in time and all that.
Got the ferry, but that's all very, very tense again. Oh, very, very tense. I was tense.
You
right
deserve
to...
this holiday now, because to be quite honest, my heart is racing. I don't know if I can take this.
I think Mike deserves the holiday. Anyway, I've been agreeable all week, haven't I? So that's very nice for him. Do you know what I mean?
And you're
Ooh,
in the bar
now. Horrible.
You're in the bar now,
horrible. Yes, I'm in the bar. Yes, it's the only place I could find with good reception.
Yeah.
And could you hear the music?
I can hear a little bit of music, and I can sort of hear people coming and going. There's a sort of bustle about it.
There's a bustle. There's a banana laden and breakfast items stolen bustle of people off to unite with their tribe.
And what is your plan for today? You don't have
Pilates, Aquafit, a little bit of craft, and
craft. Oh, yeah,
well, I've got, you know.
Hell, I'm touching myself now. What sort of craft? Is it craft afternoon?
It's how did they describe it? It was, I think it's, I can't remember. That's gone nowhere.
You do
it's
remember, nowhere. You're embarrassed because it's macrame, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. Okay. Has there been big exercise? Have you done anything, you know, ghastly that I would hate?
Yeah. Again, yes. Yesterday we did a 12-kilometer hike, right? Which sort of in the past, I think, you know, very enthusiastic about that sort of thing. I know. But I did think about you a lot yesterday because you know what? I think you're turning into me because and I'm turning into you. Don't say it like that.
No, I don't like the way you're laughing. It's just because you saw on the Instagram. My sister's just come in. She's trying to be quiet, but you know. I sort of did half-heartedly made some flapjack. That's what
I saw.
It was terrible, Judith. That's all I can say. I mean, really, really, very greasy bottomed.
Greasy bottom.
No, you can't.
I do.
You can't put them. Couldn't put them in a tin together because they would all just stick in a clump.
Oh, I think flapjack's very, very tricky.
I think it's harder than you think.
Yes, I wanted a thick flapjack too.
I wanted it thick and quite oaty and dry.
Yes,
and sort of like a good half inch thick.
Absolutely.
And these came out like 2 millimetres and just,
not very nice. I think it's difficult stuff. But nevertheless, there was a batch of it you made. I saw. I thought, that's weird. Who's put that on the notice board?
Yeah,
that it's Jenny.
Did you notice, though, it only filled half the tin? Because I kind of lost confidence halfway through my measurings. I thought, this isn't going to work. I'm just going to do half measures. And then, of course, it spread all over the tin. It was a bit of a mess, to be quite honest. Get back to your hike.
Okay. So the hike was 12 kilometres, right?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Did they advertise that? If I'd seen that on the notice board,
yes.
I'd have read that as 1.2 kilometres. 1.2. And I'd have thought, that's okay. I can tackle that. I would never have turned up on the start line for a 12-kilometre hike.
You know, I spent a lot of time yesterday thinking, I just want this to be over. I'm kind of changing, actually. Yeah. I think. Do you know what I think? Yeah. I think this is one of those areas where you've had a bad influence on me because I felt myself thinking, well, Jenny would hate this. And you know what? Jenny's got a point.
Yeah,
a lot of up and down. A lot of having to talk to people as well. There's a shit packed lunch in the middle of it.
Who packed the lunch though? Was that yours? Was it provided?
Stolen.
Or?
It was me. No, it was all stolen stuff, but it was a load of crap. And yeah, do you know what I mean? The last sort of hour of it, it took hours.
What a waste of a day.
Well, no, I just wanted to be back at the pool, really. I was a bit miserable. I'm not sure I'm doing that again.
You don't need to. Were you lagging? Were you behind?
Oh, I was lagging. I was right at the back, and then I sort of vaguely did in my ankle. And actually, the trouble is, I thought, oh, well, you know, Miss noticed I got a slip.
Limping. Were you limping?
I was limping a bit more than I actually needed to do. Because at one point she said, oh, well, don't worry. How bad is it? I was quite bad. I said, she said, well, it's quite soon. What I might try and do, I said, do you want me to ring the driver to bring the coach down? Because we could do that. I felt a bit guilty. We should have said yes, really. But it's touch and go.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It was an out. I was offered an out.
And you didn't take it because you thought she might insist.
Yeah, I know. And then I thought everybody would think, well, you know, I've seen her and she's not limping today. Not can't be that bad the day after. Do you know what I mean? But she gave me her Nordic poles.
Just the, oh, right.
Yes, so I felt, you know.
What, you told me you hadn't taken your own Nordic poles.
Well, no, most people had. No, I hadn't. No.
You know, in the future, when you're planning your day, why don't you just quickly text me and say, 12-kilometre walk, what do you think? I just text you back and go, no, don't be silly. I hope you enjoy your craft anyway.
Yes, of course, one day you'd say, yes, absolutely, just out of spite, wouldn't you, if I do that.
Any food sensations?
Oh, a lot of calamari. I don't know why I even bother to scamper away from that choice on the menu. I just really like fried calamari with a lot of mayonnaise. Yeah. I just love that. I just want piles of it. Piles and piles of it. And also the buffet had king prawns the other night. King prawns. I honestly just wanted to draw up a chair. I mean, I don't know why I bothered to keep going back to the table because there wasn't much time between
I'd have
helping.
Joined you. With a king prawn selection. Yeah, I'd have drawn up a chair with you, Judith. We could have hogged those between us.
Really? Just elbowed everybody else out the way.
I haven't had a good prawn in a long time. You've just given me a taste for them. I did make a very good lamb stew because, of course, you know, we're back in Blighty and the weather is such. It's lamb stew weather. You know, you're all prawns and avocados and calamari. We're lamb stew.
Gosh,
but it was a very good one. It was a Mary Berry one with mint and cranberry in it.
Oh!
Yes. Terribly good. Arlo wasn't keen. He ended up with spaghetti hoops.
Well, of course he did. Much happier with those.
And he
Much
wasn't
happier.
Really eating those either, because he's had a bit of a cold, you know, when they just go off food completely. Yeah. And so Jeff finished off the spaghetti hoops for his breakfast the next day. I've never seen anyone look quite so happy.
I can picture this sort of really, really happy Jeff. Ooh, happy Jeff. Happy Jeff.
So I've done some activities as well, Judith.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I went to a toddler sing-song thing and we've been to these a few times and this time I went to the one in Brixton. There's one at the Lido. They're called whippersnappers. They do these things. And he just behaves the same wherever we go and do it. You know, he just goes and sits somewhere else.
Does he?
I think he might be a bit embarrassed of me. You have these big cushions, you know, sort of big scatter cushion things,
bean bagging
things. And you claim one of those, and there's a drum and a tambourine and a shaker thing. Everyone's got. He just goes cruising around, picking up things here and there, sitting with other people. Yeah, very rarely coming over to me. And there was a stage, he tried to get up on the stage, all this kind of thing. And he's sort of quite confident. He's very confident.
Yes.
And then they did the parachute thing and he didn't like that. He's not that confident, I tell you that. He's still... I found it difficult though, Judith, because... Yeah. And I think this might be the reason why Arlo gets embarrassed of me. I think it's very difficult going to these toddler sing-song classes when you're a female baritone. Because the lead singing woman has usually got a really high voice. So far, when I've been to these things, it's always been women leading the class with really, really high voices.
Yes.
Tommy Thumb! Tommy Thumb! And I'm going, Tommy Thumb! Tommy Thumb! Peter Pointer! Peter Pointer! Ruby Ring! Ruby Ring! Anyway.
Yeah, I can see why Arlo's branching out.
Can I sit over here,
with the tambourine?
And we've had days out. We've had a lovely day out at the Antiques and Decorative Arts Fair in Battersea Park.
Oh, that does sound... That's got your name on it, hasn't it?
Oh,
both of your
really
names.
Did. It was in a big, hard-sided tent. Oh. And the stalls were laid out so beautifully. And I think some people had been to the flower market before they opened their stalls because, there were some displays of flowers, Judith. You'd have liked it.
Oh, really? Yes, they've taken some pride, haven't they, in those stalls?
Well, are there flowers out in La Gomera?
There's a lot of flowers, yes, there are. There's a botanical walk tour.
Oh, my God.
On that.
Oh,
would you like that?
Oh, yeah, fucking hell.
Would you like that? Oh,
yeah, I really would.
We are quite different, aren't we, really?
But why do you not like a botanical walk?
Up to a point. I mean, it's beautiful. Lots of bougainvillea out and lots of lovely kind of red hot pokers.
I'm not interested in bougainvillea. I find it a little bit trashy. I know that's a nasty thing to say, but I do like a red hot poker because they are the most ridiculous plants.
Yeah. I'll take some photos. They're gorgeous. And we've got palm trees that just swish around in front of the room. I'm sorry. We're back to that, aren't we, again?
Are you leaving tomorrow? Can I just remember?
Yeah,
never mind. It's your last day. Leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, leaving tomorrow. Okay. It's all right. It'll all be over tomorrow.
I can't wait till you make me something from your craft class. I can't wait for you to make me my present.
Well, your present. Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just want to do a health catch-up because
I think
we omitted this last week because I'd only just been. Now, just stop me if I have, if this is a repeat of anything I said last week. But it's a week on from having seen the oral specialist that to see last week.
Right. This is about your mouth ulcers.
Yes, my mouth ulcers, which have been increasingly the bane of my life, Judith.
Yes, I know they have.
Particularly on the last tour, there were some days where I just thought, oh, God, this is really hard work because he's really, really hurt. And I've had various blood tests. I've been to dentists. Nobody can... There are no reasons for mouth ulcers. Just some people are unfortunate. However, this oral specialist said, well, we're going to put you on a maintenance regime, right?
Great.
Of this little... It's a little steroid pill called betathesimone. Betathesimone, right?
That's a pleasingly sort of...
Yes, and I've got my tongue round a betathesimone.
You have?
Betathesimone, yeah. Betathebit. Yeah, and you dissolve them in water and then you spit it out after a three-minute rinse, right?
Okay.
Because it's a steroid, you don't want to swallow it.
Oh.
But I am mouth ulcer clear.
Oh, Jenny, that's fantastic.
And I haven't had, because last week when he said, you know, what's the longest you've been in the last year without a mouth ulcer? And I said, I think 10 days.
Wow.
Is the longest. And I mean, it's just become part of my life having these bloody things.
I know.
And I've even managed to get this prescription put on my NHS repeat prescription.
Oh, have you?
Yes,
have you?
Judith. I spoke to, you know, somebody at my surgery who was very understanding. I said, listen, I'm going to admit I paid to see a specialist. And he said, yes, well, you know, there's an unspoken thing. Well, you know, you could have waited, but I didn't. And to be quite honest, the relief I have now is very much worth the £250.
Oh,
fee.
I know.
And I
know
a lot of people can't afford that, and it's a lot of money. But I needed something. I needed something
you
to
did.
Happen.
You really did. I know. I've seen you when those have been really bad. I don't know how you've done it. I don't know how you've gone on stage.
No, I've been very, very brave indeed.
I know you have.
You
have been a brave, very
brave girl. I've been a brave girl, yes.
You've been a brave girl. I'm really pleased you've got yourself sorted out on that front. Really, really, because I know how worried you were as well. So that's great. And you've got a really posh sounding, medication that you have to take every day, which is always good.
My repeat prescription list now, Judith.
So that's all. That's
honestly,
isn't it?
How many things have you got on your repeat prescription? Because I've got about eight things on
now. I've got six or seven. Oh yeah. It's only going to get longer, isn't it? It's only going to get longer as well. Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to go get one of those, you know, pill organisers.
Do you know, I've been looking at those. I'm drawn, Jenny.
Well, there's your birthday treat sorted out.
They're beckoning me.
Yeah, they are.
I know. I don't want them, what, those horrible ones.
And then, oh, no, I'm going to get you a really nice one, Judith.
I think there must be stylish ones. You see, there's probably a big market for those, isn't there now? The baby boomers, they don't want those awful things with the sort of Monday, Tuesday, horrible, big, great big Fisher-Price ones. They want ones with a little bit stylish. It's a big
market, leather ones.
That is, you know.
They want leather ones from Smithson's.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. I wasn't thinking that top of the range. Oh,
that would just be silly, to be quite honest. Right, are you ready to take my hands and come with me? To
take your hand.
Corner?
Yes, I am. That's very nicely put. What have you been up to?
I'm going to start with some dance, Judith.
Dance?
Yes.
Twat?
I went to the fucking National Theatre. Yes, I did.
Oh,
with my friend
God.
Julie Ballou. It was lovely. Her birthday, and she is trained in the dance as a younger woman.
Is she?
So, yes, yes. She did a lot of dance. And there's a company called Gecko.
Right.
And I've seen a number of their shows, and I'm a big fan. And they've got one out at the moment at the National called Kin, a very heartfelt piece about immigration, a sort of... It's all dance, but there is a language spoken, but it's a non-language. It's like a pidgin European, a little bit of French, a bit of Russian, bit of... It's that sort of language that makes you in the audience realise what it must feel like to be stuck in a country where you don't understand what everybody is saying.
Gosh, so they're actually saying things, but
yeah,
not making
any sense. So you can kind of guess the intention of what it is. It's about... groups of people who have to move on, who get to a place, a refused entrance, and it's all done in dance. It's just, wow. It's only an hour and a half, straight through, no interval. And, you know, it's had very mixed reviews. I mean, I think The Guardian was very snitty, gave it a 2-star review, but 4 stars everywhere else. I think they're a really interesting company, and I will follow them whatever they do. So there
wow.
you go.
Wow, now I'm making a note of that, you see.
Yes.
You've put the room number, I'm making a note of that. That sounds really good, Jenny.
It was really good.
Chosen.
We had a really nice time. We went to Wagamama as well. I chose quite badly at Wagamama.
Oh, I always do too.
I got so confused.
I do as well. I always end up, whatever I do, I always end up with the soup. I don't know how I do it. Every single time.
Well, I ended up with a mushroom skewer, which I have to say was delicious.
Right.
It was delicious, but it needed something else. And I got some chicken gyoza as well. It was nearly right, but it wasn't quite right. But what really cheered me in Wagamama was I got recognised, right? Recognised in a really nice kind of way.
Right.
By a group of, I think they might have been about 12, right? 12 years old.
Probably about 20 then, yeah, go on.
No, really, because they were boys and they had an adult with them and they had their skateboards with them and they were going to go skateboarding underneath that bit on the South Bank, you know.
Oh, I know.
And they were having their birthday party in Wagamama and they were just huge Taskmaster fans.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, and they were just so sweet and so kind of... I don't know. It really, because you and I have been frightened of helping raise boys,
yes.
It really, really gives me a huge glee when boys, sort of semi-pubescent boys, are really nice.
Yes,
when
I know what you mean.
Yeah, when they communicate.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And I just thought, oh, God, they're so sweet.
Oh, how lovely.
It was lovely. It was lovely. And then, guess what? Someone else in the audience said, I did my thesis on you.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Well, you need to read it.
I felt slightly embarrassed.
Gosh.
God, yeah.
I mean, what was the top line?
I don't know, Judith. I didn't have the wherewithal to say, well, what's the top line? I don't know.
I think you should have got a shade. Wow, how wonderful. My God.
I was so snotty by that point, though, you know, this cold, because I'm just getting rid of the last remnants of it. But I was sitting in that theatre and I was streaming with cold. I felt terribly guilty. But, you know, what can you do? They don't give you your money back.
Yeah. How lovely that somebody did a thesis.
I know.
I wonder what that was. Right. Studies in bitchdom. Studies in middle-aged woman presents very well, but actually is a swearing
housewife. Anyway, listen, and I've seen some art. I went to the last day of the Anthony Gormley at the White Cube.
Oh, yes, I saw the photo. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
It was a very good photo. And,
it was a good photo.
And I enjoyed it, but I've seen a lot of Gormley, and it's quite samey. But the best of his stuff is really, really good. But you don't need to, you know, there's Gormleys everywhere now. Wherever people live, if you live near a city, you can usually track down a Gormley.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah, that's true. He must have been so many commissions.
Oh, I think he's must be one of the most successful living artists in this country.
Yes, he must.
So that was good. I felt like I'd ticked off two big. Because last week I felt that I was bringing pitiful offerings to the culture table, Judith.
Well, it was thin for you.
When I did that two big sort of cultural events, I just thought, oh, well done me.
Tick, tick.
Tick, tick. Tick, tick for the podcast. Anyway, you won't be seeing... Did you download any telly to take with you on an iPad?
Yes, I did. Yes. Particularly for moments of turbulence on the plane, which are, as you know, something that I'm really, really dread. So, yes, I've got those in reserve. I watched a bit of Gone Fishing where we bumped across our way over the Alps, I think. I do like Gone Fishing, you know. I mean, it's not an original thing to say, is it? You know, but it is lovely. It really
is. Well, nice men. It's just nice seeing friendship, you know, especially older male friendship. I can see the appeal, especially when you're fighting the fears of turbulence. You want something reassuring.
Oh yes, and then I've got Call the Midwife for, you know, extreme turbulence.
Is that back on at the moment?
I think it might have finished, mightn't it? Or maybe it was just a Christmas special.
Oh,
but
anyway, I
randomly downloaded a load of them, so.
Well, there's your comfort blanket for
calming,
on the way home.
Calming.
Now, you won't have seen anything else because you're on a holiday. We are loving your recommendation, Judith, from last week. An excellent recommendation, Criminal Record, with Kush Jumbo and old Craggy Face.
He is Craggy Face, isn't he? Yeah. What's he called again? Peter
Peter Capaldi.
Peter Capaldi, that's right. Yeah, what a face, though. What a face.
Yeah, excellent face. A lived-in face. And it's just a really action-packed, intriguing, you know, possible police corruption. There's something dodgy going on.
Yes. It's well-written, isn't it? Because it keeps
guessing. It is.
Good.
I think they call these things beats in drama. There's so many beats in the scene. There's loads of beats in it. We also enjoyed Masters of the Sky.
Oh, yes, I know. I've seen very good reviews of that.
Well, it's also on Apple, who are very much on form right now. You're also right about that. Mm. Produced by Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's not in it. It's World War II American pilots. And the two names that spring straight to mind, Austin Butler, you know, the guy who did Elvis, sexy Elvis.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the Barry Keoghan thing from... chap from Saltburn.
Oh, what, the guy the sort of main guy?
The grave fucker. Yeah.
I was going to say that. Very, very nice. Clever old Tom Hanks, you see. Whatever Tom Hanks
and there's more as well.
Brilliant.
It's all gorgeous chaps at the moment. I mean, it's a bit chap heavy, but I think... And it's dogfights in... I'm not sure. Were dogfights the First World War? I'm not too sure, but it's...
Don't know.
I didn't really know what flak really was.
No, what's that? What do you mean?
Well, flak, F-L-A-C-K,
right,
is this sort of black stuff that comes after an explosion. It's like a sort of bitty bit stuff. Look it up.
Gosh.
But you see flak in the sky and they're forever flying into flak. They're flying into flak and it really is terrifying. I mean, literally, the first two episodes, and they've only dropped two, I'm like this going, oh, my God. Oh. And, of course, Jeff is in absolute ecstasy.
Oh, I bet he is.
I mean, they need to do something different with episode 3 because so far it's just been a lot of explosions in the sky and flak.
I've got every faith in Tom Hanks, I think.
Yeah, so have I. I think that he should do an episode of Gone Fishing with the lads.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, that'd be nice.
Or better still, join us on Older and Wider.
He's always welcome.
We wouldn't be able to string any words together, would we? I'd be
starstruck.
I'd be like,
Tom. Can I sit next to Tom? Tom, do you want to sit next to me? Are you getting through any books on your sunbed?
Yes, I'm really, really enjoying Tiny Sunbirds Far Away. I think I called it Tiny Songbirds last week.
Yeah, you can't be trusted.
But, you know, by Christy Watson, which is the book club choice. Really enjoying that, and it's beautiful.
Well, it's the other book club's choice, really. You just
all right, it's okay. You trust you to remember. Just take away my self-importance or whatever. But then I'm also reading something that Ellen has asked me to read and has wanted me to read called The Mother I Could Have Been by Kerry Fisher. I don't know anything really about Kerry Fisher. I think she's written a few books. And it's a very I don't know how well written it is at the moment, but it's a very, very interesting story about a woman who is very badly mothered herself and then ends up mothering badly herself in turn, sort of thing.
And is this a fiction or is is it a sort
of... It's a fiction. Okay. It's a fiction, yeah. So I'm quite enjoying that, yeah.
Right, well, I am still on the fabulous Hearts Invisible Furies. I haven't had much reading time recently. And Jeff and I are very much enjoying, I think it's our third Miss Marple mystery. This one's called The Moving Finger. And it's a very, very good one. I think that there are only a handful of excellent Miss Marples, and we've done about three of them so far. I don't think there are many left, but there we go. Anyway, that's our culture roundup, Judith. May I just
quite
say right
rich,
now,
wasn't it? It was
It was rich.
Well, thanks to you, it was. Thank you.
Well, look, I just want to say actually that there's this film out, and I think it's, it's under an hour. And it's about mushrooms, and it's narrated by Bjork, and it's I'm not allowing this. I'm just not allowing Snore Law. It's written by this fungi expert called Mandrake. Anyway, I'm not hearing the Snore Law, and I thought I'm going to see this. It's at the IMAX cinema, right?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Every single showing sold out.
Never.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, yeah, that has shot me down in flames, hasn't it?
There you go.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Fungi.
It's going to save our lives, Judith. I genuinely believe, and you know me, I don't really believe in anything, but I would put all my faith in fungi. I think there are answers in mushrooms, and fungi aren't all about mushrooms. It's a much more technical thing. But I think there's a lot of medication potentially that will be tapped from nature, and fungi might contain some answers. I just don't know. Sometimes, you know, I think, well, that's as you know, logical as religion. I'm just believing in fungi. I generally do. I think, well, that's what I believe in. There we go. Nature.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
We've got some great emails.
Oh, haven't we just?
Yes.
Really good emails. Right, where are we going to start?
Right, this is my favourite one, right, because I think it's really useful for us. Thank you very much. This is from Karen. She's 58 and a smidge. Dear Jenny and Judith, I am always so pleased to be cheered by fellow owls each week. Hobby crap is a genius term, but how about hobby clap for the creations that make it over the finishing line successfully? The good
stuff.
It might have an unfortunate STD ring to it, but maybe that's another hobby altogether. Absolutely, Karen. But I think we are going to take that. I'm giving you a hobby clap. Karen,
absolutely,
well done. So we have
fantastic.
hobby clap, and the window of opportunity is still open for any submissions to Hobby Crap and Hobby
Indeed.
Clap. And you send them to our email address, which is olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Oh, very good. No hesitation whatsoever, Jenny. I would like to read this one out, which says, Dear Jenny, Judith and Daisy, firstly, I want to say how much I love your podcast.
Thank you very much, Joe.
36 and 9 months. I wanted to submit an item of Hobbycraft crap made by my sister, Sarah. She also loves the podcast and will both be at the Lowry Show. Yeah. And she says, my pister got into painting to deal with the stressful time in her life recently and gave me the below picture. Well, you can't see it, gang. But anyway, it's a picture of a lovely owl for my birthday a few years ago. She insists on calling it her dumpy owl, but I call her Athena and think she has a particularly shrewd look. Shortly after being given this painting, I had some friends over for dinner, and they had the following conversation with one of them, which makes me laugh whenever I think about it. Friend, wow.
I'll do the friend.
Oh, go on.
Okay. Wow, that's an interesting picture.
Me? Thanks. My sister painted it for me.
Oh, that's really sweet. How old is she?
35.
And that is from Joe, 36 and 9 months. Thank you very much for that, Joe. And then we had this a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't manage to read it out because everything
technical
that could go wrong went wrong. Hello, girls. Oh, my God. Oh, my good God. Please tell me you both watched the new Calvin Klein advert with Jeremy Allen White, the guy from Bear on Apple TV. Get it watched now on YouTube. You won't be disappointed.
Oh,
I've watched it 17 times this morning. And that is from Marie, and she's 58 and 5 months.
Yeah. Well, I was straight there. Were you?
I wasn't sure. Did you feel like joining him on that sofa?
Perfectly honest, I did. Did you not find that sexy?
Well, I just didn't think he wanted anybody else there. I thought he looked like he was just about to have a massive wank. I don't know. Anyway, I think that I need to look at it again because I only looked at a still and I haven't seen a movie.
Oh,
one.
That doesn't count. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, that doesn't count.
Okay. But I tell you what, I need to go the full porn thing.
You certainly do. But isn't it interesting that we as women now are sort of still allowed somehow to be sort of floor about men? But actually, yeah. If it was the other way around, it would be completely a no-no, wouldn't it?
I think they did do a female version with a singer called something Twigs, and they banned it.
Did they?
Don't know whether I've made that up or whether Phoebe told me. You know, sometimes
you might have done.
I'm in her bad books this week.
Oh, why?
It's quite easy to get in their bad books, isn't it? She came over with Arlo on Tuesday. Tuesday is our Arlo day, right? And she decided she'd come with, which is nice, but then she interferes. And she was coming down with the cold, right? And she said, oh, I just feel like some soup. And I said, I've got some soup. I know I've got some soup. I've got a tin of tomato soup right at the back of the cupboard. Obviously, I can't eat it because of the mouth ulcers, etc. Though maybe now. And I got her this tin of soup out. And she always does this. She's always trying to catch me out. And she went, oh, yeah, best before 2021. Great.
They do that, don't they?
They do that. And I used to do that with my mother.
Yes, me too.
And I used to say, why have you got this? Why have you still got this in the fridge? It's got mould on it. What have you got this at the back of the cupboard?
It's an easy win for them, isn't it? Just an easy win.
Oh, God. Anyway, where were we? Was there anything else we needed to say?
I loved this one as well. Michelle, 59 and three quarters. Great podcast today. Been having the same thoughts about adulting and what Judy said about not wanting to do it anymore and Jenny just wanting to do colour a year instead. Yeah. It's like you're both living in my head.
We are living in your head. We're all living inside each other's heads. Michelle, 59 and three quarters. We're with you there. We have to do too much. Not you this week, Judith. You've had a complete week off. That's quite jealous. The idea of you having a crafting class this afternoon...
That's topped you, has it? It's put you over the edge.
It'll
probably be terrible.
Well done, Judith. Well done for connecting all the way from Lagomera.
Thank you very much.
And I've quite enjoyed dragging this podcast out for a few extra minutes because I thought... I'm holding you up. I like the idea of keeping you tethered in reception when
indoors.
You're obviously itching. Itching to get outside, get on your sunbed, have a dip in the pool, and I'm just going to yatter on.
I'll have a horrible day tomorrow travelling, though, don't worry. Oh, it'll all be over tomorrow.
It won't be, and you'll eventually get home, and it'll be really late, and there will be some delays, and it'll be like you never had a holiday at all.
I'm afraid
and
that's
all that
right.
will be left of the holiday is a suitcase full of filthy clothes. Covered in calamari stains.
Yeah. God, you know me well.
Yes, I know you very well.
Yes, you do. Right, okay. So, very nice to talk to you. But yes, I do have
nice
to get back to my sun lounger now.
Yeah. Send us another lovely photo.
Okay.
Send us
I might do.
All right,
I will do. All right, look after yourself. Lots of love.
Thank you very
love
much. Thank
gang.
You, Daisy. And we'll talk again next week. Bye.
Bye. Toodlepip.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.